بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه في ثلاث نفر من بني إسرائيل. We are reading the additional points and commentary with regard to these three people of the Bani Israel whom Allah Ta'ala had tested. Further, in Allah Ta'ala's perfect system of creation, some people begin their lives in poverty and destitution. They are then granted wealth and riches and tested thereby. We will find many people that their lives at the beginning are of great difficulty, without any riches, without any comfort in their lives, but then Allah Ta'ala opens the doors for them and they start acquiring a lot of dunya. And this is where it is the ni'mat of Allah also. It is a test from Allah Ta'ala also, that Allah Ta'ala is going to test one thereby. Many people, especially in India, Pakistan, Arab countries, on their houses they have written Hadha min fadli rabbi, that this house of mine or business is by the fadl of Allah. But the ayat doesn't stop there. Liyabluwani ashkuru am akfur, that it is a test whether I'm going to make shukr in this ni'mat of mine or whether I'm going to make nashukri and I'm going to reject the favors of Allah Ta'ala. So all what Allah has given us, in whichever form it might be, health, wealth, honor, whatever, it is a test also from Allah. Where it's a ni'mat, it is an amanat also from Allah, and it is a test also from Allah Ta'ala. Fortunate are those who remember their past and are grateful for their present. Those people who remember their past. Ayaz was a slave of the king, and he was just an ordinary slave, but for whatever reason the king took a liking to him and brought him into the court. And then he had great honor and he was now living a life of great comfort. The court, and he became the favorite of the king. The courtiers of the palace of the king, the other people, became jealous of him and told the king that Ayaz is a person who goes into the state treasury and he steals from there. So much the king had trusted him that he gave him the keys of the treasury as well. The king said, it's impossible. He said, then you can see for yourself. We hide away, and middle of the night you will see that he goes and he opens the treasury. So why does the person go middle of the night into the safe, into the treasury, to steal, of course. So the king hid away and he saw Abad, that he is going there middle of the night. So he said, let us go further and make sure. When they went, then he had a box there in which he kept his torn and tattered clothes when he was his ordinary slave. He should take that out and then remind himself, oh Ayaz, don't forget what you were. Today you are wearing golden robes which the king has given you, and you are living in the luxury and comfort of the palace by the king, and you have great honor, but don't forget your past. So like that, we must never ever forget our past, what it was. Unfortunate are those who become arrogant and ungrateful of Allah's compassion upon them. Unfortunately, this is a thing that happens all the time. Many people whom Allah has blessed with honor, with respect, with wealth, with health, and they think we have achieved this and this belongs to us, and it's our birthright that we have all these things. And they become arrogant and they become proud, and then they don't fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. They don't fulfill the rights of people which are around them either. They forget that Allah grants more to those who are grateful, while He is displeased with those who are unappreciative. That lesson we should never ever forget. That to person who makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala what Allah has given him, Allah increases that person. And a person who does not show appreciation, and appreciation is really in action. By words also it is very important, but more than words it is by our action. That we show that appreciation, And part of that showing that appreciation by our action is that we share with other people. And one of the reasons why Allah has given some people and deprived others is that those whom He has given, that He gives them the opportunity to share with those that haven't got. If there were no poor people, nobody eligible for sadaqah, for zakat, etc., then where will the rich give their monies? So they are our muhsin. They are doing a favor to us that we have the opportunity where we can give our zakat, where we can give our sadaqah. It is an end to spend like this. A person should feel joy in his heart, that for Allah's sake and for Allah's pleasure. And it, a person should also realize this when he is giving. He's not giving to that poor person really, he's giving to Allah Ta'ala. And that Allah is giving him the opportunity to give to Allah. And that it is accepted by that poor person, that Allah has accepted it. Many times we want to give something, and if it is rejected by the person whom we give, how offended don't we feel? Allah accepts, this is a great honor for us that Allah accepts from us. So we should always think of those people who are less privileged, those people who are at a disadvantage, and always share with them whatever Allah Ta'ala has given us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam often narrated incidents of the Bani Israel and previous nations, as this was an effective method of teaching. By examples and by quoting incidents like this, this is a very effective way where a person takes lessons. It simplified a concept that would otherwise have been difficult to accept and implement. By giving the stories of the people of the past, good stories of the people who did good, like this blind person here, or where people did wrong, like this bald person and the leper, all this makes it very easy for us to understand that concept. If it is done without that, then it takes a long time to try and explain it, to understand it, absorb it, also becomes very difficult. But by presenting it like in this way, immediately everyone understands. The people who are not so intelligent also understand. Or people without knowledge, ordinary lay people also understand it immediately. And people with knowledge also understand. So Allah Ta'ala has made the propagation of deen in a very beautiful form that it has been given to us. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we take the lessons from here, that is the most important, and we try our best to bring it in our lives. The crux of it is that whatever Allah has given us, we should learn to share it with other people. And give it, and you give to those people who haven't got, and we should be afraid all the time that whenever these occasions come, is Allah not testing me at this time? And I'm going to pass in my test or fail in my test. Whether it's a knock on the door, whether it's a traffic light, somebody is asking for something, or somebody comes to us and asks us for some help, or whatever it is, at that time we should fear that it may be a test from Allah, and I must not fail in my test, I must pass in it. And if a person passes, Allah opens more doors for that person. Not only of dunya's material things, but more than that, closeness to Allah, the recognition of Allah, a connection with Allah. And when a person is blessed with that, he really gets that enjoyment in his heart, which all the enjoyments of this world cannot equal to. So may Allah Ta'ala always increase us in all good, save us from wrong decisions, wrong actions, and all harms. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله